January 8th.
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
My Father in heaven, from everlasting to everlasting is your power. Thank you that it is true. Your power is really made perfect in any weakness. When I feel abandoned, you do not want me to try and fix that, but to submit it to your power, so your power could overcome my weakness of feeling abandoned. When I feel rejected, you do not want me to hide it, but to surrender it to your power, so your power could prevail over my weakness of feeling rejected. When I feel inadequate, you do not want me to run from it, but to yield it to your power, so your power could defeat my weakness of feeling inadequate. All my inmost being praises you, perfect Father, that you sent your Son Jesus to deal with any weakness I might have. Jesus is able to do what I will never be able to do, trying to get rid of any weakness myself.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory.
Jesus, I am ready to give up my weaknesses. I admit that nothing I do can get rid of them. I have tried to hide them, to fix them, to run from them. Nothing I do works. I realize that I cannot give away what does not belong to me. Therefore, I acknowledge that these weaknesses live in my own heart. They do not belong to my neighbor, my co-worker, or my friend. I own them. I long to be free from my weaknesses, Jesus. Therefore, I call them by name and lay them by your feet. May your power be at work in me to do immeasurably more than I can ask or imagine, to overcome my weaknesses. I love you.